We are recording.
Okay. Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, members of the board. I'd like to welcome you to the Napomo Community Services District regular meeting of March 23rd, 2005. Please join me in the flag salute.
Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Director Worsley, here. Director Schreiber?
Yes.
Director Wynn? Director Eby?
Here.
President Verhaeghe?
Here. Before we start, just want to relay what Mr. LeBrun indicated, that Mike Wynn's mother is in the hospital. She's doing, you know.
She's actually out of the hospital.
Well, yeah, she's at home.
She was in the hospital, I believe, and then came home. Well, I know she was in the hospital, and I believe she came home yesterday.
So he indicated that he would be here around 11 o'clock.
Yeah, by the 11 o'clock.
By the 11 o'clock point, so for purposes of the rate study. And also, Mr. Seitz is not here today, so we will not have the closed session items. So at this point in time, I would like to open this up to public comment for any item that's within the board's jurisdiction that it not be on today's agenda. And if the speakers would state their name and whether they're a NCSD ratepayer or not. Mr. Dineen.
Thank you. My name is Bill Dineen, and I am not in your jurisdiction because I'm at the Grandview Mesa City's water. Two items. One, I want to thank you for participating in the tradition of John and Carol Bowen. Participation in our community is extremely important, and for those members of the public who are here and the participants on the board, thank you. Second item, I jog down by the, when I get hay, I just came from getting hay, and next to where I get my hay, I've noticed what I call a leapfrog development that I think is terrible. That's one thing having Woodlands go in. I mean, that's a whole new city that's going in on Napomo Mesa. And I see the Los Angelification of Napomo Mesa, and I hate it. And if you can do anything to stop this growth, I would appreciate it. And the people that have moved here would appreciate it. Now, using the example, I don't even know the name of it. It's next to the Nelson Hay thing. It's a huge development that, in my opinion, is a leapfrog development. You have the center of Napomo that's growing fast enough, but then you have this development way on the edge, way away from water. I just do not understand it. So as part of my 3 minutes, not on the agenda, stop leapfrog development. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dineen. Any comments from the board?
Is he referring to the Maria Vista?
Is it on the bluffs, Bill?
Oh, it is above the speedway and adjacent to Nelson Hay Feed, where I go to get hay and I jog in that area. And there's a guy in a white truck, and he kicks this 80-year-old guy jogging off of the property where this development's going in. There's roads and streets and places for houses, and in between that development, which is above the speedway and adjacent to Nelson Hay, is this terrible leapfrog development. It doesn't belong there. There's no water. It has to connect to the outside world for everything, and it does not belong there. So that's my comment.
And I would like to, for the record, that I was the only director that voted no against that project in closed session 3 times. I always want to keep that on record.
Mr. Trotter.
The development of that project, Bill, was before this board, still is before this board many times. It's very controversial, and the secret private thoughts of everybody on the board agrees with you. But it's a very complicated issue. Mm-hmm. Secondly, there is a gathering on Saturday, mm-hmm. the 26th, for John Bowen at the Black Lake Activity Center. Mm-hmm.
At 1:30 p.m.
Yes, he was a wonderful guy, good personal friend of mine, and I agree he was very important to this community.
Sorry to see him go. Mr. Eby, did you have any comments?
Well, I wasn't here when that was voted upon, and if I were on the board at that time, you can guess what my vote would have been, because I echo your sentiments. I think that NCSD has no more business providing water and sewer services to a place 2.3 miles away from the boundary of the NCSD than they have providing water and sewer to the Mojave Desert. It just doesn't make sense to me. And the reasons that they voted for it in the past, I think I've heard those reasons, and I still probably wouldn't have voted for it.
To continue this thing a little bit, I lobbied for an environmental impact study, and mm-hmm. I failed. Mm-hmm. And Save the Mesa sued the district and the county over this issue. Mm-hmm. So, as I say, the sentiments of this board, I think, are unanimously against that development.
Well,
this present board.
I will have to add my thoughts to it that, considering hindsight's usually 100%, I would have to say that probably most of the people who were on the board at the time that they voted for annexation would probably like to change their vote if they could, having gone what we've had to go through with that particular development. Is there any more public comment? I believe Mr. Trotter, you wanted to introduce,
I think
this would be the ideal time to do that.
Okay. This is George Billinger. He's been each one of the board individually. And Bill Dineen, George Billinger, is representing Black Lake, representing Black Lake at the NCSD. You'll be hearing from George, possibly.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Then with that, I would like to close public comment period. And our next item is the consent agenda, warrants, and board meeting minutes for our March 10th regular board meeting. Mr. Eby?
I just had one comment on the warrants, and that is the $1,155 for a website host annual fee. I've mentioned to the general manager that I'd like him to look into this to see if we couldn't get a lower price, because this appears to be the amount of money you would pay for a dedicated server for a website, and I doubt that the traffic that the NCSD website currently sees merits a dedicated server. Usually you can get onto a shared server at about one-tenth of this cost, and a shared server can serve anywhere from 20 to 100 websites. Mm-hmm. So if you would look into that in the future, we could see if we could get a web host that's more suitably sized for our traffic on our website.
I'll be able to give you an update at our next meeting.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, it would be nice to know what they are providing us with, because I know in the Pomo Native Garden also we pay about $100 a year for our website. So, did you have anything on the minutes?
Oh, yeah, I have some things on the minutes, too. Just some minor things on page 2 of 4, item E2, where it says, Director Eby states